Before Kanye West released his debut last year, many weren't sure if this hip-hop producer could pick up the mic and make it as a rapper. But College Dropout was an overwhelming commercial and critical success, and West found fans outside hip-hop circles. He recently became the only rapper to appear on the cover of Time magazine in anticipation of his new album. Out today, it's called Late Registration. Oliver Wang has our review.
Over the last year, Kanye West has become the rapper that many love and others love to hate, but not for the reasons you'd normally expect. The controversy over Kanye has little to do with content. Unlike other best-selling rappers like Young Jeezy or 50 Cent, West doesn't rhyme about selling crack or dropping bodies. The son of a Chicago English professor, West made his mark by dressing preppy and rapping about black middle-class angst. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for safety. Compared to the bulletproof arrogance of other MCs, Kanye's self-deprecating humor and self-awareness set him apart, making him a go-to rapper for those who don't usually like rap. However, unlike previous so-called alternative hip-hop artists like Arrested Development or Will Smith, West never lost street cred with hip-hop's A-list. For the new disc, he lined up help from Nas and Cam'ron, and on this track, Jay-Z. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. For all of West's humility on record, in public life, his success and ego have grown proportionally. His petulance is becoming legendary, whether giving peevish speeches at the Grammys or whining about Time magazine misquoting him. In squandering his goodwill, West has earned many vocal detractors who would like nothing better than to see him flop and forced to eat some crow. That might happen in the future, but not on this record. I gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Late Registration doesn't duplicate the cultural moment that arrived with last year's debut. And West is still a better producer than he is a rapper. But he has matured. He possesses a self-awareness and even a bit of social consciousness that come through on tracks where he admits to past infidelities or laments the effects of the crack wars on black communities. When crack raised the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland, we invested in that. It's like we got Merrill Lynch, and we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine, so we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it. Nowadays they can't tell it. Where Late Registration really shines is in its music. West joins forces with co-producer John Bryan, and the two polish Kanye's signature soul sound to a rich, glowing luster. Though there are moments of sonic self-indulgence, when West and Bryan click, they craft tracks filled with intensely rich melodies and subtly intricate arrangements. Hip-hop rarely sounds this sublime. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars, but they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way. The album does suffer from a few conspicuous flaws. It hits a momentum-killing three-song lull right in the middle, and Kanye's attempts at expressing wide-eyed astonishment over his success play false now that he's throwing diva tantrums. However, challenged to follow up on one of the most lauded debuts in recent memory, West meets most expectations and at times exceeds them. Far from sliding into the dreaded sophomore slump, Kanye West pushes further towards the head of the pop music class.
Oliver Wang is a music critic based in San Francisco and editor of Classic Material, the Hip Hop Album Guide. Look how I did it. I know it's late and I took all year, but you can stop complaining because I'm finally here. Yeah.
ha 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 ha